so happy and they're so much in love, and they credit this to vitamins. Do you understand the nonsense? The preposterousness. I saw another ad the other day, and it's this guy's flying halfway around the world, and his little daughter says, "Daddy, will you call me?" And he gets on the other side, and he calls her, and they credit this whole quality of relationship between father and daughter to a telephone service. Can you not see through this? And my point is that as a hobby, just for fun, as you're reconstructing the self, because all of this is rooted in how you feel about yourself. Take a look at everything you buy and have bought. And see if, in fact, your low self-esteem self was out on a shopping spree when you bought X, Y, and Z. You know, you have to do this. When you think, well, how do I develop a good feeling about myself? You have to observe what you do when you don't feel good about yourself. You got to feel those signals. I remember one time, and I was over in London with this gentleman, and we went to the Dorchester for dinner, which is a lovely, exclusive hotel. And I was all dressed up, for me dressed up. But then I see this woman getting out of a car, and she had one of those low-cut dresses, both back and in front, and one of those spaghetti-strapped things, and her long hair was wrapped up in one of those high-voltage smart little do's, and she had high-voltage jewelry and spike heels. There aren't many of us who can compete with that. Okay, well, he just gravitated to her. And maybe it was just a second of, it's the same way you might look at, this sounds like a funny phrase perhaps, but there's something about a man in a full dress uniform that just makes you say, mm-hmm, right? But the uniform is a substitute for self-esteem. Kid yourself not. Okay, they're wearing self-esteem. It's all a play on that. All uniforms are developed for self-esteem. Going back, though I won't see any more on this, to the Nazis, that was part of their genius. They knew just how to dress the ego, how to take the powerless person and outfit them. So anyway, this friend looks at this woman, and I could feel the whole of me just drain out. And it didn't matter that I had a Gucci outfit on. You know what I'm saying? It didn't matter. And that feel, it went, whoosh, and I felt the whole of me just fly out, and it took all evening to regroup. And I'm not even sure I could regroup that evening. I remember that all of a sudden I couldn't eat anything because what I just looked at was obviously bulimic. And I'm obviously not. So suddenly the whole of the meal for my quote, self, was gonzi-wonzi. So that 1 2-second, do you understand? I need to make a point here. That 2-second encounter threw out a year of hard self-work on myself. Now, I realized in that instant that if I could be just wiped out, while this woman who will never see me, she will never know that I saw her, or that my entire life got turned upside down in that lousy 2 seconds that she walked out of that black limo and into that outrageous hotel. She will never know that she blew my dinner, and that for days and weeks afterwards, every outfit in my closet looked like garbage, and I don't have a garbage closet. I got a designer's closet. But suddenly, whether I was moving through Gucci or Chanel or St. John suits that I wear all the time, or even my beloved sweatshirts, there was nothing I could pick that I thought would make my, quote, self look good. And do you know what I was looking through? I was looking through the eyes of that experience. I was under a spell. And it was that experience that taught me how strong spells are. And that when you want to redo the self, you know where you start? You start with figuring out where you've been spellcasted. You've got to identify your spells. All right. You've got to think, how do I feel about myself physically? For the sake of a count, put up your hands. How many of you just would say, I'm perfect the way I am? And that's actually truly how I feel. And I'm not going to say that because I've been through therapy and just feel like I should say it. I really think I am perfect the way I am. Put your hands up. For the record, nobody's hand is up, including my own. Okay. But that is important. Okay. Now, how many of you, and this is important, I'm taking a poll for the sake of those listening. How many of you have said to yourself, I really have to, any of the above, lose weight, da-da-da-da, start exercising, any and all things that have to do with reconstructing your physical self, not your financial, we'll get to that, not your creative, we'll get to that, but your physical. For the record, everybody, okay, including myself. Okay, now one more step, and that's how many of you have been able to say, you know what I'm going to do? That's it. That's it. Today I am going to start whatever it is you need to do. I don't care what it is. Living healthy, living badly, I don't care what it is. But where you've said to your body and your spirit, now you don't understand, maybe you do, how important what I am going to say is to you. At the truest level of truth that I can communicate, what's really, truly going on, no matter what, whether you're dealing with the development of finances or creativity or whatever we'll deal with, the actual journey of self-esteem is about your ability to take charge of your spirit. You've got to begin somewhere with your physical form. I don't care what it is. And it doesn't matter how much. What you are actually doing is earning the respect of your spirit. And that's your target. You don't want anybody's respect. You want the respect of your spirit. Now, let me just walk this down a path for you so you know how important this is. When I took a look years ago at why people don't heal, and how many people became ill and they would tell me, well, I'm doing visualization, I'm doing that. You want to know something? Give it up. If you don't have self-esteem, why don't you just stop that? Because it won't be effective. It won't be effective. And it's not the fault of the science of visualization. It's the inability, because your spirit has no regard for your ability to stick with it. And when, like you're going to discover in 2 seconds, when I do a kind of interconnection for you to the template of the physical self,